I went to look again, but I think it was built in 95 or something like that. So it's quite old. And yeah, looking at buying it from them. I think we're scheduled to close on it this month, later this month, something like that. But looking into the opportunity of possibly turning it into digital, but just trying to dot my I's, cross my T's, make sure everything's been done right. Happy to answer any questions you guys have for it.
Okay. What is the size of that area? I mean, I like the way we're doing this with removing the sign areas instead of rezoning a whole little section there. So, I mean, it's pretty minimal.
It is. I didn't measure it out.
It's like 20, I think it's like 22 by 42, okay. Something like that.
I think that's the actual billboard height maybe, and it's about 8 foot off the ground.
Yeah, it's not very, but if I do go the digital route, it'd be probably around the same width, but the height would be less.
Okay.
It would probably be more towards like 12 feet.
Okay.
Yeah. I think I can get that for you. Normally, when they hire those surveyors, they just cut out the setback about 5 feet on the sides and all the way around the property. And that kind of protects it from getting your C2 right up on the road, being sold, 20 years down the line, and something else coming in there that you really didn't anticipate.
Sure. Do you guys have questions for the applicant?
Do not.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Sure.
At this time, we'll open up the public hearing. Is there anyone that wishes to speak in favor or opposition of the applicant's proposal? Everybody's being quiet today. All right. Well, hearing none, I'll close the public hearing and we'll move to a vote.
Move to approve order number 05-19-2026-04, changing the parcel to C2 General Commercial District.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
That will conclude our planning and zoning rezones this morning. We'll give everybody just a minute to get moved around here, and then we'll get back on our regular agenda.
For the resignation?
No, I don't think so. We've got a letter in on the packet, so. Yeah, we'll give that just a minute. All right. We'll get started back on our agenda this morning. We have next order of business, we have a bid recommendation 202-604-594 for county road signs. Good morning. With us this morning, we have Taney County Road and Bridge Administrator, Mr. Jack Cole. It appears we had four separate bids come in. Is that correct, Jack?
Yeah, we did have four responses. Of the four, two were disqualified due to not adhering to requirements set forth in Section 1 of the bid packet. After complete and thorough review of the two responses we had left, we'd like to recommend Newman Signs Incorporated as our supplier.
Did you look at the pricing on the two that were disqualified?
I did. One of those was slightly lower than Newman. The delivery time was longer. Okay. They were slightly cheaper.
Of the two that were compliant?
Newman was about half price of the
other. And that's who currently
we are using. Currently with Newman, yes.
No issues?
No, everything seemed to be going pretty good with them.
Any questions?
I don't. Do you?
I don't.
Okay.
Move to award, sorry.
No, you're good.
Move to award bid number 202604-594 to Newman Signs Incorporated from Jamestown, North Dakota.
Second.
Got motion and second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Thank you.
Next, we have the MOU for the RO program. This is file number 26-053-S for Sheriff. With us this morning, we have Teddy County Sheriff, Mr. Brad Daniels.
Good morning,
Commissioner.
Good morning. Good morning, Sheriff.
Is this our second or third year for this one?
This will be the third year.
Everything's
going smooth. I think the only thing that should have changed on this was the dates that it's effective, as well as the cost to them, because obviously our pay has gone up over the time. So. Yeah, everything's going smooth with that. Our Kirbyville SRO is the one that's filling in there during the summer. So we're not taking somebody off out of patrol to do that.
Okay, any other questions?
No, sir.
I do not.
Did you want to reference our letter from our attorney?
Oh, yeah, we do have a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated May 11th, 2026, approving the MOU as to form.
Sorry.
No, you're good. I usually do.
I just want to make sure.
Yeah.
No. Move to approve the Memorandum of Understanding by and between Taney County and Canopic Ministries for the purpose of a resource officer.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have the MOU for the Department of Homeland Security. This is file number 26-054-S for Sheriff. This is for the 287G Task Force. And I would ask these, both of the following agreements have Sheriff listed as the signer on those. So if we could approve these and
allow him to sign.
Yeah.
He says the next two?
The next two, yeah.
Okay.
And we do have a letter from Mr. Elliott dated May 11th, 2026, approving the MOU as to form. Is there any questions for Sheriff?
I don't have any.
Sheriff, do you have anything to add?
No, sir.
Okay.
Move to approve the Memorandum of Agreement by and between Taney County and the Department of Homeland Security and allow Sheriff Daniels to sign.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right. Next, we have, get this, make sure it's an agreement. This is an MOU, Memorandum of Understanding, Immigrations and Customs Enforcement Homeland Security Investigations. This is file number 26-055-S for Sheriff. Once again, I would ask if this is the motion to approve, please give Sheriff Daniels the authority to sign. We do have a letter from Mr. Elliott dated May 13th, 2026, approving the MOU as to form.
Do you have any questions?
Do not.
Do not.
Move to approve the Memorandum of Understanding, file number 26-055-S, as presented, and allow Sheriff Daniels to sign.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
All right, sir. Next, we need to do two appointments for our Transportation Advisory Board. One is a reappointment, which I would ask for Mr. Kendall Hayes. We have received his application. His term did expire, so his current one would be from the current time through 12/31 of 29.
I'm sorry, say that.
For Kendall Hayes.
What date it was?
So it current through 12/31 of 2029. Okay. It's a 4-year term. That was one we missed. We were trying to find members for this and try to do them all at once. And we finally got one other member, but we're still one shy.
So we need to reappoint Kendall.
Reappoint Kendall.
And this will be his second?
Second term, correct.
And what is it? They can do three, and then there has to be a cool-off period?
Correct.
Move to reappoint Kendall Hayes to the Taney County Transportation Advisory Board, effective until 12/31 of 2029.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. And then we did have, or do have, an opening at the District 3. We had received the resignation for Josh Sonnenfeld a while back. I mean, it's been 3 months ago. And we have that position to fill. There's going to be a reorganization of the board, and 2 and 3 District are going to be flip-flop there. Mr. Muller lives right on the line of District 3, so he will take over District 3, and then that will leave District 2 open. And we do have an applicant from previous Road and Bridge Administrator, Mr. Devin Huff, in here that could fulfill the District 2 section.
Did we accept formally the resignation from Mr. Sonnenfeld?
That is a good question. I know we have a letter here this morning, but it's not his. So let's hold on to that one until next week so I can verify that. That's a good question because I didn't.
I can't remember.
I can't either. It's been months ago. So let's hold off on that appointment. Or I guess we can contingent upon. Is that possible? Because I think they have a meeting coming up.
Are we scheduled for something tomorrow?
We are at 9. Just for an approval of a letter of support, so we could do that. We can bump that back to 10 o'clock just for that letter of support and add that. So, Ms. Tammy, if you're listening, we can go ahead and add that for the agenda tomorrow at 10 a.m. To accept the letter of resignation for Taney County Transportation Advisory Board member, and then add the appointment for the replacement on that. So we'll take no action on the second one today. Next, we do have a letter of resignation for our Planning and Zoning Board. The letter we have this morning is from Ms. Devin Sonnenfeld for the Planning and Zoning Board.
Move to accept the resignation of Devin Sonnenfeld from our Planning and Zoning Board, effective May 11, 2026.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right. Next, we'll move to our court orders, personal property abatements, and the add-on report. We're going to start off with the real estate paid abatements. With us this morning from Taney County Assessor's Office, we have Ms. Margaret Salgado, as well as Derek Lovelace from the Taney County Clerk's Office. Also joining us is Mr. Davey Wilson, Taney County Assessor.
Good morning, Commissioner.
Good morning, Commissioner.
Do we still send out the letters? Are these just ones you found? Because a lot of these I notice. Let's see here. Like, on 11-6 of 23, so was it just put back into, and then, hey, here's where we signed the letter, and then you guys changed it back?
Yeah.
But we don't, do we send the letters out still or no?
Yes.
Okay.
It goes along with the sales letters, and then the rental letters are together when okay. A property is purchased.
That's not an every year thing. That's just whenever it's purchased.
Correct.
Did former assessor send it out every year? I can't remember. No. Okay.